Hi there, welcome to the January edition of Fox Watch, and welcome to the dark and dreary January. It's cold, rainy, quite often windy. You don't really feel like going out watching foxes, you know what I mean? But in actual fact, and I don't want to sound repetitive, January is the best time, probably, apart from in the springtime when cubs are growing up, to actually watch foxes in the wild, because it is now that their daytime activity is at a height. So if you were to go out there during the day, early in the morning and also late afternoon towards evening, you've got a good chance of seeing foxes mating, perhaps near cover somewhere, but sometimes quite out in the open. You've got a good chance of watching them, actually witnessing this happening, if you're in an area where there's quite a lot of them. And you can get some, of course, you can get good footage, good photographs, whatever, of that. When I say get photographs, I mean very generally, you know, when you're going out photographing wildlife, you really don't know what you're going to come across, what kind of scenes you're going to see, so it's all very, very diverse. I'm talking very, very basic and generally here, so, but I mean, you don't know what you're going to really see out there, so just go out and have a look. You don't know what's going to come around at the corner, as I say, so just January now is the time for fox courtship, fox mating, and also the tremendous amount of vocalization that can be heard as well, which I shall play you something in a little while of the types of all the different types of vocalization, I'm sorry, that you could be hearing right now. And if you live deep in the country, deep in the heart of the country, where foxes frequent quite a lot, if you stand on top of the hill or something at night, on top of a hill or somewhere on looking over a valley, just standing in a quiet place, you'll be amazed how many foxes are actually calling. It's almost like they're calling to each other from all different directions, probably early in the night during January. It's a great month for fox vocalisation in most areas anyway. And it's also, of course, a very good month to go out there with recording equipment and record the different sounds that they make. So if you want to go out there and see them, go to your usual fox haunts, or if you haven't sort of come across any already, if you just try to find out the best, the most probably productive type of place you'll like to see foxes mating out in the open, is in an area perhaps where there's very little persecution, and they're in quite high density around perhaps an area that is not far from urbanisation, but it's still rural. It's still kind of perhaps how can I say, areas where they haven't actually had any housing built on yet, and you know wasteland, I suppose, is probably the best way to explain it. That's those sort of places where you get a lot of foxes and not too much hunting. And their population is usually built up quite high. And this is a good place to actually see them mating. Be patient. I mean, it doesn't mean I'm talking now about, you know, you're going to see them mating or whatever. There's a lot of daytime activity going on in January. So you can see foxes any time of day, just coming out, walking about right in front of you. But be patient. You know, it doesn't mean as soon as you go out there, you're going to see foxes mating all over the place, left, right, and centre. You may not see anything at first. If you go out regularly, mornings and evenings right now, or mornings, late afternoons, you've got a good chance of watching foxes actually mate, which is usually very rare, a thing to see. I know some people have seen it in their gardens and that sort of stuff, in built-up areas, which is quite common. But for those of you who want to get good footage and photographs during the day, and you don't usually have foxes in your garden during the day, it's a good idea to go to these sort of places. So, anyway, the vast range of vocalisation, there's a lot of triple barking, there's a lot of yelling, there's a lot of screaming, all sorts of strange different noises, a lot of whining and geckering, as they call it. And as well as hopefully seeing foxes mate, you should see perhaps sometimes a lot of foxes congregating together. There's a lot of dog foxes that are interested in vixens. Of course, a lot of antagonism and foxes being quite hostile to each other. A lot of territory defending. At this time of year, the foxes are, the dog foxes especially, are absolutely very, very strict on telling other foxes about their territory. So you will see a lot of paths that are marked with scats. A lot of fox paths right now become very prominent, and there's a lot of smell of high sort of rank smell of urine. It's just all over the place right now where they're marking the territory, and the paths, often paths which they wouldn't normally use, become very distinct, very prominent, with footprints, a lot of scats. I mean, fox droppings where they're marking the territory, just to let other foxes know that they don't want them there. But this time of year, everything goes a bit haywire, everything goes a bit crazy. Although this is probably the reason why the scent marking and the territorial marking becomes a lot more frequent than usual, because foxes do go a bit haywire and they get interested in each other from all different territories. That, you know, they're constantly trespassing at this time of year. Vixens also do this too. They will go off and trespass into other territories, looking, kind of being interested in other dog foxes. And dog foxes, of course, very interested in all sorts of other vixens, and they will also be quite promiscuous. You know, they're not monogamous like swans or something like that mate for life. They will probably mate with several vixens, try to. Of course, also, you know, you may even see a few during the daytime, hopefully, you may see a few dog foxes trailing a vixen, trying to mate with her. This will probably make very good footage or good photograph, but you need to be very patient to witness this sort of thing and be in the right sort of position, as they are constantly moving, and you can only get one opportunity perhaps to get this, as it's, I think it's quite rare to see this in the wild. But if you do see it, try and get your photograph, try and get your film footage. Don't wait. And a big mistake you can do with any sort of wildlife photography, I suppose, but especially fox photography, is that you think, well, it will happen again if I come later, if I come tomorrow, next week. If I've seen it now, it's bound to happen again. But it's not always the case. Make best of any opportunity you see, any photographic opportunity. Don't let it go. Don't wait. Try not to wait. Often it's quite difficult to be moving if you're in sight of foxes, and you kind of have to wait until they're looking away. But as I say, if you see an opportunity like that especially, just don't let it go. So that's about it for the month of January. I will also put on here right now the kind of sounds, all the different types of sounds you should be hearing. You can probably hear this kind of thing all at once in one night quite often. So get out there and don't miss this month. It's the best fox, one of the best fox watching months, or if not the best month for watching foxes. Sometimes in some areas, the courtship sort of season comes a month later in February, but that's usually 90% of the time. It always happens in January. So don't miss it, and have a good fox watch, and thank you for listening. And I'll talk to you again for the February month of the Fox Watch podcast. Thank you very much. Take care. Bye.